I'll take an apple.
Okay. And if you're pointing out a group of boys who have done something, you might say, well, now it's not these boys, it's
those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or if you're pointing out, trying to locate something for somebody, you might say, well, it's not right here, it's
over there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or if you're trying to show somebody how to do something, you might say, well, now don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Sure. Okay. What would you say the opposite of rich is? If a man's not rich, he might be very
poor.
Okay. In a group of fruit trees growing all together, you say that man's got a nice
orchard.
Okay. Just kind of complete this statement where I leave it off. You might say, talking about a man who has a lot of money, you might say, well, man who has a lot of money, he doesn't have much to worry about, but life's hard on a man
who's rich.
Okay. And do the same thing for this. Say if a fellow's asking me who owns this orchard, I might say, well, not me, I'm just a neighbor. Now, the man up the road, he's the man
that owns the orchard.
Okay. And same thing for this. I might say, well, now, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
whose father was rich.
Sure, okay. What are you talking about fruits? What do you call that hard? Well, let me ask you this first. What kind of fruit was it, what kind of tree was it that George Washington was supposed to have cut down?
A cherry tree.
Okay. What do you call that hard inside part of the cherry that you might break a tooth on if you bit down hard?
The pea, is that it?
Sure. What about the hard part of a peach?
The core of the seed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know a name for a type of peach that you have to cut the seed out of because it's the meat of the flesh of the peach is real tight against it?
Mm-mm.
Anything like a cling peach or a plum peach or a pressed peach?
Never heard of that.
Okay, and then there's another type that it's not such a problem. The flesh is kind of loose around the seed. Might call that a freestone or clear seed, something like that.
I haven't heard of that.
Okay, fine. And the inside, the part of an apple that's left that you don't eat, that's the
core.
Okay. What about different kinds of nuts that grow around here?
Yes, pecans and let's see, walnuts and chestnuts and acorns and
What about the ones that President Carter was famous for?
Peanuts, of course.
Okay. You ever heard any other names for peanuts?
Goober peas.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. You ever heard ground peas or penders?
Mm-mm.
That's okay. What about this nut that has got a hard shell to it? I don't think you mentioned it. You might find them around Christmas time in stores if you don't grow them.
Now, what is it, a round?
Yeah, it begins with a W, so.
No.
That's a
walnut.
Yeah.
Walnut.
Yeah. What would you call that hard part of it that you crack to get to the nut?
The hole?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about these oval-shaped things? They're nuts, too, that you get around Christmas time a lot.
Pecan.
Okay, well, another type that probably don't grow around here.
Almond?
Yeah, sure. Right. Okay. And the plural, you'd say you have several?
Almonds.
Okay. What about a citrus fruit that grows mostly in Florida?
Orange or grapefruit, something
mm-hmm.
like that?
Right. The plural of orange, you'd say.
Oranges.
Yeah. And if there had been a bowl of oranges in the room in the morning, but the children came in and